This is a Boardwalk Audio podcast.
We are hipsters, so you know what we need?
Speak for yourself. I'll always deny it.
If you have a British accent, you can't be a hipster.
Be a hipster.
Spectacles. We all need spectacles.
Yeah, glasses. Eyewear. Warby Parker.
Yeah, Warby Parker. They're like sticking it to the man. They keep the prices low. They have in-house designers.
Actually, I had to buy some character glasses, and I just bought some fake frames from Warby Parker, and they're great.
That's
They're
awesome.
Super nice. And you can make sunglasses out of them. And they also do that Tom's thing where they, like, give a pair of glasses to someone in need.
Oh, yeah, yeah, they do. Really they cool. support charities. Yeah, they help people who need spectacles who can't afford them. So if you have money to spend on them, though, you should go to Warby Parker. You get to pick 5 frames to try on and select.
Yeah. So they'll, like, send you the frames. You can try them on and wear them around town. Take them to the grocery store. Take them out.
Take them on a date. Buy them a glass of wine. See if they put out. And
Or just, like, put them on your bed and roll around on them and see which ones respond to your body.
You might have to buy more.
And you might have to buy more. Yeah, don't break them. But if you go to boardwalkaudio.com/Warby, and that's W-A-R-B-Y. Warby.
Yeah, they will ship to you for free, and you can try them on and see what works for you.
Get clear.
I just drink wine.
We're good. We ready?
Welcome to the wine situation. That was a very definitive N at the end.
Yours felt very like restoration period. Like, yeah, I looked at this image of you in like caked on like white makeup and like a curly wig.
And I have like one of those fake moles on my.
And we're like Versailles.
Yeah.
And you're just, you know, like, let them eat cake.
I am Mozart.
It was so Mozart to me.
Wow, interesting. Yeah. I mean, I got some sort of like business like vibe, like you were about to.
Oh, you got a business vibe for me?
Yeah, like you were about to buy some stock.
Oh, yeah, we're sitting in the airport and I'm on a business flight
to
Seattle.
You're on a business flight, so.
Just really, you know, I'm a businessman.
Well, you are Sean Buchholz.
I am.
And I am Ellen Clifford.
You're Ellen Clifford. This is The Wine Situation, you guys. This is a show that pairs people's wines with an H.
Wines without. Delicious wines.
To grape wines.
The best kind.
Fermented grape wines.
Yes, and we're qualified because, we both took our intro court master's sommelier's test and passed.
We're pin wearing.
I wore my pins
passing.
Today.
Oh my God.
I just remembered.
Holy moly. Ellen's wearing her pins.
I'm wearing my pins.
I love that the W set pins is a lady drinking wine.
I know, me too. Yeah, I'm wearing, I also did the Wine Spirit Educational Trust through the advanced, and I'm wearing all 3 pins that I have now.
Wow.
Level 2, level 3, and then our court masters.
If I had my Covell pins, I'd wear those.
Do you have Covell pins?
Nope.
No. Well, tell Dustin and Matthew to get on.
You know, we actually have Covell pens.
Oh, pens. Oh, ha-ha.
That we can write with that say Covell.
These are my Covell matches. Sean helped open Bar Covell, so he is a very important part of that, and he worked for Greg Conda's Wines, so
I did.
He's got the street cred.
Street cred. What's your hip sip tip, Ellen?
Oh, my hip sip tip.
What's your hips drinking?
My hips are really feeling the alcohol. I drank a Pinot Meunier from Oregon by Irie. I don't know if you say EYRIE Vineyards, one of the first vineyards to bring like Pinot Noir and whatnot to Oregon.
Cool.
And it was amazing. Yeah, it was 2012 Pinot Meunier. Dundee, Oregon.
Yum.
It was everything you want a Pinot Noir to be, but like slightly more interesting.
Was it like unfiltered, kind of natural kind of vibe?
No, it wasn't that kind of vibe. It might be all natural, but I don't know that it was. It was like the label had handwriting on it, like the owner that like writes it. They make apparently really good wine, and I should have known about them sooner. It was a good sip.
There's good wine up there.
And I can't find it any. Apparently, they're not making the Meunier, or at least I went on their website being like, I want to buy more. And there was no Meunier there.
There's just an error message that popped up.
Yeah.
It was the A with like a weird block.
Yeah. It was the messed up Apple phone version.
It was the messed up Apple
version.
Phone that's happening with all of our texting.
It's ruining it for us. What's your hip sip tip?
I had a fancy, really old wine. Marasu Zinfandel, but it was from 1967.
that beats my 2008.
Yeah, it was a special. It was a special wine for a special dinner at Bestia downtown, which was fantastic, and they were amazing. Oh. But yeah, it was a fantastic Zin, and it actually had a lot of fruit to it. It had like no sediment in the bottle. Which
interesting.
Is so bizarre. And the fruit and acid and structure was there for a good half an hour, and then it just really...
It fell over.
It fell over, uh-huh. But we didn't even decant it. We just started drinking it.
Yeah.
But it's mostly just as the, you know, memento. The bottle's beautiful, so... That's it was great. Cool. It was really, it was very hip. It was
really?
Very, you guys, it
now
was
that both of us
hip.
Have had aged Zins, you know that's the new thing.
Yeah, you guys, screw
the
orange wines.
Yeah,
take your orange wines.
Bag. Get some
fuck
old
that.
Zin.
Get some old Zin. Get some old Zin.
Get some old Zin and get drinking. Should we intro?
Let's... Yeah, I'm going to pass the intro baton to you.
I will take it and direct the rest of this. And you, okay. So our guest today, she has her own podcast that we're hoping to get in on because it sounds like fun. I'm Dee Weed. She does stand-up. She's been a host on AfterBuzz TV. We have Kelly McInerney.
Hey.
Kelly McInerney. Hey.
Did I say that right?
Yeah, you
okay,
did.
I was,
McInerney.
I was,
yep, that's
I was right.
It.
Yeah, we like
I
it.
I was worried because I was like, wait, they didn't ask my name beforehand. Sometimes people mess it up, but yeah. You guys crushed it.
All oh, right. Yeah.
We did it. Well, you did it. Ellen, I just
yeah.
Then
you
mimicked.
Wrote my
yeah, I just copy. I just like verbally mansplained.
It's the reason I hold the baton.
Mansplained, but yeah, that's right. She is in the seat of power.
Oh,
you guys, just so you know,
I am. I do yeah. Always sit here. I'm like I have to sit at the end of the table.
I guess people probably pronounce it McInerney, right?
Yeah, or they think the capital I is an L, so they'll do McInerney.
I think I was originally wanting to say McInerney. Yeah,
McInerney.
McInerney.
Yeah, yeah.
McInerney.
It's a variety of just mix.
Do you have a middle name?
Marie.
Oh, Kelly yeah. Marie McInerney.
Yeah, my mom was like, hey, you're not 100% Irish. Add some Italian in there.
Okay.
So that's the Marie.
Hi, Marie.
Yeah. How about you guys? Do you guys have middle names?
No. Absolutely not. It's really aggressive.
Wow. Yeah, what is your middle name?
Charles. Ellen. As we learn about each other. What's your middle name?
I know. This friendship keeps growing.
Live in front of you guys.
Bao. B-O-U-G-H.
What? Like, that's your middle name?
Yeah. It's weird. It's a family name. It was someone who married into the family with the last name Bao, and then they started using it as people's... there's been an Ellen Bao Clifford before. The family tree.
Oh.
She never married.
The House of Bao? Bauhaus.
Bauhaus. Oh my God. If I ever make my own wine, that's what I'm calling
yeah,
it.
Yeah, the House of Bao.
I love it.
It's just chilled Gamay.
All day.
All day.
Gamay all day. Why aren't people saying that?
Right? Gamay all day. It's Gamay time, speaking of.
It is. It's getting to be Gamay season and
yeah.
Gamay. So what? Tell us what do you want to whine about and we'll start getting into the wines that we drink with it.
Sure. Like, well, we all live in LA, as you guys know.
Listeners, if you don't, now
yeah.
You do.
Yeah.
Welcome to hell.
Just people like not following through on plans a lot, like,
yeah.
Or just bailing.
Yeah.
A lot of people say, oh, yeah, we're going to hang out soon. And then
I say that
yeah.
Five times a day
yeah.
To people.
Yeah.
So is it more about people like getting people to nail down like when they're going to hang out, or is it when people just kind of like are like, yeah, let's like do that podcast and then they just never show up?
It's kind of the same, like not the same, but like the people that are like, oh my God, we're going to hang out soon. Like,
just
don't lie to me.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, Jimmy.
We'll just be like, we'll just meet at open mics. It's fine. But just don't be like, oh my God, we're going to go on a hike. So, oh my God.
Yeah. And then you actually try to make the plans and they ghost you.
Yeah.
Yeah. That does bug me. Too. I'm like, you know what? I am going to reach out. I would like to spend more time with, you know, Bethany.
Yeah. And then you feel like, wait, am I being super needy or like.
Yeah. And then you kind of feel like an asshole for
yeah.
Like, yeah, needy asshole being like, let's hang out.
I don't know. I try and make it's like you have there's so many people in LA and I feel like more and more I'm finding myself in that thing where we all say to each other, we're going to catch up. And it's always, we're going to catch up. And then like a year goes by and then eventually someone has a party and everyone shows up at once, you can't really catch up.
That's
yeah.
True.
There's too many people. Mm-hmm. Or it's like yeah. A party you know you have to go to so you can see them again.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we can explain our wine also.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
we eventually.
Cheers, though, so we can
let's
start
cheers
to enjoy.
This so we
cheers.
Can start to.
Cheers.
Welcome. Thanks for being
thanks
here.
For
yeah.
Thanks for following through and showing up.
Yeah, seriously. It's highly appreciated in this town.
Yeah. What kind of wine is it?
Well.
Ooh.
Oh, whoa.
Whoa.
This is really good. I
yeah.
Really like it.
It is a.
We were worried.
Petit Naturel from the Gamay grape from Beaujolais. Happy Bulls. The winery is Isabelle A. Bruno Perrault. And a Pet Nat. It's a type of wine that's kind of trending now. As you can see, it's kind of a, like, there's some sediment in there. It's a little bit bubbly. And the reason it works for your wine is normally with wine, they ferment all the sugar out of it. And then the fermentation stops and they filter it, usually not always, and then they bottle it. And by then, it's a still wine. There's no bubbles. All the carbon dioxide is not in dilution. With the Pet Nat, they don't follow through with that fermentation. They don't let it finish. And they bottle it. But then, like, you get the bubbles. So, yeah.
Yeah. So, basically, like...
It's a wine with no follow-through.
So this wine doesn't follow through in the same way as normal winemaking, when you would, like, allow fermentation to stop. And then you would filter and fine, or maybe do a secondary fermentation, too. But this one, they stop the very first fermentation where they start to get alcohol, and they put it in a bottle and they put a cap on it. So therefore, it continues to ferment, and that's what makes it sparkly. That's the byproduct that's of the fermentation that happens.
Wow.
But yeah, it's like this wine barely follows through. They're like, oh, we can't be bothered. Just put it in a bottle.
Yeah.
It'll figure it out.
Yeah.
But they're also like kind of weird, and they can be very unique and strange for that reason, because you don't quite know like what you're going to get.
They're a little risky. Like, maybe the second ferment won't start again. Like, maybe you'll just have a really sweet wine. This one's got a little residual sugar in it. Like,
yeah, it does.
I feel like the yeast got tired a little early. It's like, oh, I'm going to something about not... Okay, I stop.
It tastes like alcoholic sparkling cider, kind of.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
A little bit.
Get that cidery vibe.
But blueberry sparkling? Like, kind of berry-ish, right? I don't know.
Well, we could play...
You're good at this. I was going to say, you're just jumping right into what's in the glass, and I'm loving it.
Yeah!
You're nailing it. Yeah, blueberry for sure.
It totally looks like like someone crushed up some blueberries in there. That's the color exactly.
It's interesting because, like, usually Gamay to me... And this is pretty floral, but usually, like, it's a lot more, like, floral. And,
really?
Like, that carbonic maceration, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
Gamay can be really flowery to me a lot of times.
Maybe that's what I think of when I get all the vanilla and licorice flavors. Yeah, this doesn't have a lot of it.
Oh, really? Hmm. To me, it can be kind of flowery.
Man, I just buy most of my wine at Costco. You guys know your stuff, but this is good.
What's your go-to Costco wine?
I've been getting into rosé lately.
Okay.
So I'll just get some of those. I'll treat myself to like the Sofia Coppola rosé.
Oh, yeah. She makes a good one.
It's in the can now, not in the can.
Well, she makes a champagne at least champagne method in a can. But
yeah.
Right.
I bought her rosé the other day to see how it was. It was good, and the bottle's so charming.
Yeah, it's so cute. It's like roundish and
Provence rosé.
It's very like, oh, I get it. That's Sofia Coppola's style.
Yeah.
You know?
That
and
makes
then
sense.
Brad and Angie saw it and were like, Miraval will have a unique bottle too. Because, no, that gets you though, the bottle.
Yeah. Wait, they have a wine too?
Isn't that what? Wait, did I mess that up?
I'm thinking Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie.
Yeah.
That's Whispering Angel.
But that's Miraval's same one though.
Whispering Angel.
Like, same winery. Whispering Angel is Brad and Angie's.
Yeah,
really? Because that's my other one.
Is that your dad?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
Dang, that's funny. I don't know that. That's great. That's a good one.
Yeah, I think
these are people
Mirabelle
who know how
is...
to follow through so far that they even make their own wine. Mm-hmm.
Is that Miraval? Is that who makes Whispering Angel?
Whispering Angel, yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. I just know Whispering Angel. That's it.
Yeah.
I stop right there. I'm like, man, know that one. I like it. It's good.
I like it too. If people didn't follow through and this was the result, I would be happy. Like, if this type of wine was the result, I'd be happy with it.
Isn't that bad?
Yeah.
I'll take it. It's super natural, you know, like that's like the lean towards all these natural wines where there's like little interference and like orange wine and all that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This one was I was really nervous about it because normally when they, like even a lot of organic wines or wines made organically, they use sulfur dioxide to preserve grapes. And it's like a good thing because in this one, apparently they don't use sulfur dioxide. They use all indigenous yeast. Like they just put the grapes out and like, come yeast, come from the air, land upon the grapes. And do your magic, and it worked out for them.
It did work out. I'm always curious. I wonder how much they like. I mean, they must be certain that fermentation is happening before they put it in the bottle. It has to, right?
I guess so.
I'm not really quite familiar with the exact timing of making a Pet Nat, but
Yeah.
And the alcohol is probably pretty low. On
yeah. Because it,
oh, it doesn't taste, yeah.
11%, not too bad. Not too low.
Want to keep playing What's in the Glass?
Yeah, go for it.
You started with the, so with that, we start with what we see. And yeah, like you said, kind of, these are not good glasses for seeing it, but it's definitely.
They're really nice glasses, though. Fancy.
Yeah, yeah. Fancy.
Ellen's grandma. It's got a, it's a cloudy mixture. How would we do this in Courtmasters? We'd be like, it is cloudy with visible sediment and visible gas.
Visible gas, yeah, for sure.
So then we move to the nose and take a whiff.
It smells like that part of Bed Bath & Beyond that has the Yankee Candle flowers.
Kind of.
Candles.
I was going to say it's a very spicy kind of
smell.
I'm
getting Yankee Candle.
But like a variety of like.
Yeah, exactly. Like a lot of like flowery candles. I get like purple flower on the nose.
There's like a hint of pine.
Hint of pine, purple flower.
Huh.
It smells like nature.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you getting a little bit of Brett on the nose too?
A teeny, there's something a little funky.
Something a little funky. I just don't
like
know
almost.
If
I was thinking like tobacco-y a little. Yeah. Kinda.
Maybe it's smoked the wine.
Smoked. I don't know. It's got smoked just for you for your
campfire wine.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so then we taste.
I get the vanilla.
It's definitely off dry, or I would even say it's medium dry.
Medium dry.
Definitely the vanilla.
Vanilla for sure.
I don't know, I'd put the acid in the middle. It's got like some funky, like, I don't know how to describe the tannins in it. Do you know what tannins are?
Nope.
It has like mid-palate tannins for me. Although I did have a cough drop earlier, so.
They're like fuzzy tannins.
Fuzzy.
They're like fuzzy. A little. Tannins are the thing when you drink a wine and you get that rough, drying feeling.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And white wines and rosés don't really do it, but yeah.
Orange wines, though.
Yeah, a little bit.
To the funky stuff.
Tannins are compounds called phenols that come from the skins.
Phenols. Phenolics.
Ellie's like, why did I agree to do this?
No, I love it.
Teddy bear. Teddy bear tannins.
Yeah, teddy bear tannins.
Fuzzy. Fuzzy.
Shall we analyze the finish?
Ooh. What do you think? What do you think over there, Kelly?
I like it because it's something I didn't even know this type of wine exists. I'm just like a basic red, white, rosé.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's so cool to discover, like, you guys know so much, and it's always fun to learn about stuff.
Right.
Well, this has been kind of learning for me, too, because you don't see Pet Nats out all that much.
Mm-hmm.
Recently, all the wine celebrity, I don't know, the like winerati people have been getting super into, you see all the hipster psalms out there, like, in their Pet Nats, and I'm like, I never see it hardly, much less drink it, so... Oh, yeah. I wanted to say I got it at a store called Vinovore. It's new. It's on Hoover. And they do like 95% of the wines are from women, female winemakers.
Oh,
yeah,
nice.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
And they have this way of like wine categorizing where you're either like a tiger or like an owl or the monster. I don't know. And like, and this kind of person drinks these kinds of wines, hence this little dot on there.
Yeah,
so.
I forget which one, what the animal orange. The orange was. Was it a tiger? Yeah.
So might have been a tiger.
They take your quiz. You take a quiz there?
They don't actually. They give you like a little card and it has a picture of all these animals with like a color code next to it. And it's like, if this is your personality, these are the type of wines that go with this.
Man, that sounds awesome.
It's basically like, you know.
It's a
like
good store.
Yeah.
Furries, you know? No furries.
Furries.
Yeah. But for wine.
Yeah. It's like furries for wine.
Yeah.
So if you're really into like.
Or if you're just like a furry that likes to drink, hey.
Hey.
Here you go. Perfect store.
Let's take your fetish and amp it up.
Yeah.
With a specific kind of wine.
Oh, it's good though.
It's good, right?
Yeah.
I'm into it.
Yeah.
Good job, Ellen. Ellen picked this one out.
Yeah.
Thank you, Vinovore. I talked to, I'm forgetting her name now, but the owner, I was going to get a sweet wine that was just like a port where they stop the fermentation and then fortify it. And she didn't have that many ports. And then she's like, well, what about a Pet Nat? Because like they bottle that before it finishes. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Smart.
And if we were in here drinking port, then we'd be getting fucked really fast.
Yeah. So do you smoke a lot of weed?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, she does this IMD weed.
So are you like a vape or a bong or a
I mean, I'm not prejudiced to any, like, I'll do anything, but
good old joint.
I like the edibles and just the regular weed.
Do you have your card?
Yeah, I my day job is delivering weed now.
Oh my God. That's got to be interesting.
It's actually not bad because everybody's very nice. Like, I was started to do it because I'm like, oh, this is going to be great stand-up material.
Yeah, for sure.
But everybody's very nice.
Oh, no.
There's no weirdos. So,
what's your like most like unusual customer? Like going into like a bank and like the teller's like, oh, that's my order right here. You're like, well, yeah.
Now, there's a guy that lives in a motel.
Okay.
I guess that's kind of weird. But or people will like if they're at the gym. Sometimes I'll meet outside the gym.
That is hilarious. Like people just like,
yeah.
While I'm working out, I might as well pick up my weed.
It's literally on the go. Like, hey, we'll fit to your schedule.
Now, but, is there like an app or like a text?
Is it Uber Weed?
I think you just order it online, and then it's just text for us. Because I'm just a driver. I don't know the
infrastructure.
Yeah, but I think you just go on the website and do it. Because I used to do it. I ordered from a different weed place before I started doing it. But, like, weed's not all my life.
No.
It's just like, oh, this is a cool day job for now. So I'll do it.
Do you think it'll still keep going when it's legalized?
Yeah, I think so. They're having, I don't know what's happening with the law and stuff, but I think it should be fine.
Yeah.
Because it might even be easier.
Yeah, probably, yeah. Yeah. And also, you seem to love movies because you put these two things into a podcast.
That's right. I do. Yeah.
That's right. Welcome to Los Angeles.
Yeah. But we have had, like, people that nobody really bails last minute for podcasts, I think, which is good. So I don't have to whine about those guys.
That's good. Yeah. Some people can bail last minute, though.
Yeah. Sometimes they'll be super late. So we'll be like, we got to smoke super fast.
Right.
We usually smoke and then see the movie. But one time,
do you smoke at your place and then go, or do you just go in the alley? And
We go down to my car in the parking lot.
Smoke the place out.
Yeah.
There you go.
Just like high school, you know? Yeah, just bringing it back to high school.
It's like we're sneaking off campus. It's break.
Yeah.
We go get high.
Yeah, that's what it is. But when it's legal, maybe we could just smoke wherever. Nah, but we usually go we record the podcast in Burbank usually, so no smoking's legal walking around. So we have to kind of hide it.
Wait, is that true? You can't smoke anything outside in Burbank?
Not downtown Burbank.
What?
Yeah.
I think Beverly Hills is like that too.
Wow.
It's weird.
Yeah.
That's actually kind of good though. I was like behind someone in traffic today and they're smoking a cigarette and it actually bothered me. And I was like, this shouldn't bother me. But it was enough where I was like, I just didn't want to smell that. And he was like conversely driving a Tesla.
Oh no.
And I'm like, dude, you're like canceling it out. All the good you're doing by driving that Tesla.
Well, I mean, he's helping the world, but he's hurting his body.
Right.
So that's his fault.
Well, he's also putting more carbon dioxide
in
the air. He's burning that cigarette.
Yeah.
That cigarette. That tobacco cigarette. It's terrible.
Yeah.
For the environment.
It's not good for your lungs either.
No, it's not good for your lungs. But they could be delicious. I mean, I'm an ex-smoker. I love cigarettes.
I know.
I've never smoked.
I didn't know you smoked,
oh, really?
Too. Oh, interesting. We're both ex-smokers.
Oh, yeah. Big time. Big time, yeah.
I think with weed, at least, like, you get something from it. You get silly stoned or whatever, but cigarettes, I'm just like, it just tastes bad, and...
Yeah.
Oh, I get woozy if I smoke a cigarette these days.
Really?
Oh, like,
yeah.
Like, I can drink a ton and feel stable, and then I take a puff off a cigarette, and I'm like, woo, shaky on my feet.
I used to smoke one cigarette a day, because that's pretty much the only one that has any sort of effect on you, of like calmingness. But yeah, I'd smoke it at the end of the day and it was really relaxing.
That's not bad though.
Yeah.
Just one?
Yeah. Just one.
Yeah.
Just one cigarette.
A lot of people usually go through packs a day, don't they? Yeah.
I was never that
bad. It's more of like a compulsion.
Yeah.
Yeah. My brother used to smoke 2.5 packs a day of like Parliament Lights.
Ugh.
Like they're engineered to smoke multiples.
Yeah.
I was a Camel girl.
Ooh, yeah, I was a Camel boy. I had Camel bucks. Oh my gosh. We used to collect all the dollars and garbage stuff with it.
I don't think they make Camel Reds anymore, do they?
Oh yeah, I'm sure they do, yeah. I think
that was something I liked. Your parents?
Oh yeah, my parents used to smoke Marlboros and that's, we used to do the Marlboro, we have like a backpack and stuff for Marlboro.
Oh yeah.
Oh, interesting.
I think they did Miles or something, or I think they did some sort of point thing too.
Something like that, I don't know. But they did the Reds, which I guess are like real, like strong. I don't,
yeah.
Yeah,
don't know.
They're not the lights.
Right. Where'd you grow up?
New Jersey.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Congratulations on your new Democratic governor.
Thanks. Yeah,
pretty exciting.
Time.
Yeah, right? You got rid of...
Christie.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
Chris Krispy Kreme.
Yeah. We had a female before him, though. I don't know if she was Democrat or Republican. I can't remember. But good. I'm glad. Well, it's a Democratic state, so it was weird that he was there.
Yeah,
the
he
whole
was
time.
There, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that whole election result was like, I kind of was like, there's hope. Yeah. And, like, yeah. Virginia coming out and being like, no, 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 we are not going down like this.
Yeah.
And we are not going to be known as a state. It's pretty exciting.
Hopefully. We'll see. I mean, today is a crazy, it's a crazy day with news and stuff.
Holy moly.
Every day. Yeah. Roller coaster, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think this episode, will be about 3 weeks from now, and who knows what they're all like.
Yeah.
Every day just is more crazy news, I feel like.
More or less.
It used to be boring to watch the news. Now it's like, I kind of don't want to watch the news because I'll get stressed.
Yeah, it's like too entertaining at this point. You're like, this is too much. I can't like believe that this is now happening, too.
Yeah. Oh, ugh. Man.
And then we have no one in charge.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, man.
It's a scary world. It's a scary world.
It is. It is a scary world.
How do you guys tune out when you're just like, I can't take this world anymore? I'm not going to follow through. What's your tune out? Do you have a...
Smoke weed.
Yeah. Smoke weed, okay. Honestly. Yeah.
I don't. You guys both do, right?
Yeah.
You don't smoke weed?
No, I mean, I...
Do you dabble?
No. I went through a phase when I was like a wee teenager, like smoking it for like one summer, and then it made me... I mean, it's probably different now than when I was smoking it back in the 90s. Like, I'm sure it's completely different. I don't know. I just don't.
Yeah, so it should be fun if we do come on your show.
Yeah.
I know. I'm excited because I'm like, I haven't been high in forever.
We'll be Ellen.
Good. Oh, at least you're open to it because that's what I was asking.
Oh, no. I'll do it. Look, Kelly, for my art, I'll go far.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. Because a lot of people are like, oh, you have to smoke weed for him. Like, yeah, that's the whole
point.
That's why it's
show,
called
yeah.
it. We don't want to get stoned and then you just be sober and we look like dummies.
That'd be no fun. We all have to be dumb. Well, I promise to be the dumbest, so or
nice.
I'll try.
That's entertainment.
There you go.
Get but a stoned.
I feel like
stoned.
Every like week I hear about another like form of vape, you know, or this one doesn't use any sort of additives, or this is like all wood and there's no metal, and this like the
it's crazy.
It's crazy, the competition, and like the next, and this one's good for this reason and this one's good for that reason.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't keep track of this stuff.
I'm just like, what's the cheap one?
Yeah, exactly.
It'll last a decent amount of time. Yeah. I do like the disposable vape pens though,
yeah,
because I used to lose some of them, and now it's just like, all right, well, it's disposable, mm-hmm. So I was gonna throw it out anyways.
But sometimes like it's just a good old-fashioned joint.
Yeah,
like, can we just smoke a joint?
Yeah.
You know, just like some chill weed and be like, cool.
That's our request when we're on the okay.
That's your
what about a pipe? I remember I usually had a little glass pipe was what my friend and I did.
That's what I usually do because I'm lazy and it's just easy to.
Yeah,
me too. You don't have to break it up and do all that stuff.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Although I did get one of those PAX things because my brother and sister-in-law, she was
what
like,
things?
Those are
PAX.
Cool.
It's like
it's a vape pen type thing too, kind
of. Yeah, I don't really know what it's called, but it has like an oven where it like kind of heats it, but it doesn't burn it. So it's not carcinogenic. So it warms it though, and it creates like a vapor.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but it's actually from the weed. It's not an oil. So unlike a vape pen that uses like that oil stuff, this is a pod thing. I don't know.
I know we deliver those PAX pods.
Oh yeah, PAX. PAX pods.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but I guess PAX also has the cartridge you can put on there too.
Oh,
but this is like an actual device where you put just weed in it.
Dang.
And then you can smoke it.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. It's supposed to be better for you than actually physically smoking because, you know.
Man, who says stoners are dumb?
Yeah,
that's used to like creating smoking weed.
Yeah, right.
It blows my mind.
I have a friend of mine though. She works at like a weed company, and she's one of the only people that doesn't smoke.
Yeah,
and she is in charge of like going to Sacramento and going to Washington and like legislating and talking to people. But a lot of people
smart.
She works with too are just like, we'll do it next week. Like, they're fine. And they're just like, kind of want to have a job where they can be high all day.
Yeah.
But she does. She's sober. She doesn't do drugs. So it's like a perfect job for her.
Yeah.
But she has complained a little bit. That's some of her colleagues at work being like, do you have to be so stoned right now? Can we just work?
Yeah. I don't like when people blame being stoned to do stuff. Like, I have one of my roommates. I don't think she'll listen to this. She doesn't have
Everybody
Facebook.
Listens to the wine situation.
Yeah. Don't you know?
Everybody.
The breadth of the audience.
Tens she doesn't have
tens
Facebook.
Of hundreds.
Our influence upon
hundreds and hundreds.
So your roommate.
Thousands. Thousands.
No, but she
tens of
gallons.
Gallons of people.
Gallons of people.
I like to judge people
by their weight.
By their weight in gallons.
I'm
50,000 gallons
of people.
Of people. Gallons. Oh, that sounds gross. Yeah.
I don't know where.
How many?
That.
How much do you weigh? No, but in gallons.
You're like 152.
12 milk cart. Oh man. No, but she is. She always blames doing stuff. Like she left the water running and stuff, and she's like, "Oh, I was just too stoned." I smoke a lot too, but I
come on
know
you
how
can
to
turn the water
live life.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no wonder you need to complain about people that follow through.
Sorry, I'm so stoned.
Just like every I don't or like oh I'm late because I'm stoned because I was so stoned. That's not you're an adult now.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it works in high school to like blame being stoned because you're getting used to it. But if you always smoke weed all the time, you should know your limits and shouldn't blame being so stoned. I don't know.
And also like maybe like not try and do things after you're stoned. If you know, like I don't smoke pot if I know I have to do things.
Yeah.
Because I for that reason, I'm like, fuck it. I'm not going to go, or I'm going to barely make it, or I'm going to get, like, really into, like, organizing records or something. And I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm 45 minutes late. What the fuck?
Yeah.
I got to go.
It depends on the amount. Like, if I have a little bit, I could still do stuff. But if I, like, sometimes you're just like, I'm just going to smoke a bunch and watch a movie.
Yeah, exactly.
Just veg out. But, yeah, I just hate when people use that excuse to, like, not do stuff.
To not follow through.
Yeah.
No excuse for not following through.
Or just, like... I don't like when people plan out projects.
That was what I was thinking of the most in L.A. I'll take a splash more. Yeah. Thanks.
Kelly, would you like a splash?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Might as
like,
well.
I have, sorry.
That's okay.
I've been cast in so many things that never got
happened,
made. Yeah. They start and then they realize it's going to be too much something or other and then they stop. It's like, oh, thanks for wasting my time too.
Like, making movies is hard, man.
Dude.
So, or people like... A lot of people will announce things on Facebook, like, oh, I'm going to do this with you. And then one of my friends was like, oh, we're going to host a show together. I'm like, don't announce it unless it's true.
Yeah, I'm surprised by that.
I was real. And then what happened? His other show fell through. So he's like, I'm just going to make this show the other show. So you're not going to be the host.
No, damn it.
I'm like, oh, I knew this was going to happen.
Yeah, right.
Now I look like an idiot.
Yeah. That's my biggest thing about this industry in this town is like people announcing things before they're actually anything.
Yeah.
Like what? I'm thinking of, I have an idea.
I'm fixing to think about the doing of the things.
Right? Yeah. It's like, it like drives me crazy.
I kind of get it for like them. Like if they have to write it down. So like if, oh, I'm going to do this just so they can do it. Does that make sense? Like, oh, I'm going to write this book just so they start writing the book. But don't use social media to do that.
Yeah.
Like maybe have a journal or something. To be like, this is what I'm going
to
do.
But here's my experience. If that's your impetus to start writing and that's what's going to drive you to create, you're probably not going to finish it anyway.
Yeah. True,
Because there's
Are you just looking for validation or
something? Yeah. You're looking for some validation. You're looking to kind of get that end result without sort of like doing it. But it's compulsory, I think, art, is that you have to do it. You can't not do it. You try and not do it and then fucking you're depressed.
Yeah.
So you're like, I got to say something. I got to put it out there in this way. That's people that do things.
Yeah.
Because it's like an illness.
No,
I'm not saying it's cool, but I'm saying like most of my friends that are constantly doing things, it's you're just like, you have to do it. You can't not do it.
Yeah.
It's something that kind of chooses you. So I think a lot of people just look to the end result and try and just like want that.
I guess.
But it's not about the end result.
It's the journey.
Yeah. Basically, I'm just reading a fucking Hallmark card, but I'm trying to put it in cool words.
No, I think, but it's true though. Like Hallmark's right. That's why all those cards sell. That's why there's a channel.
That's why those movies are so adorable.
Yeah.
That's why people watch them.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. You're right.
But just like, don't lie to me. That's the moral of the story.
Yeah. You guys don't fucking lie to Kelly. If you
Please.
Lie to Kelly,
we
one
will
more
come after
GD
you.
Hockey sticks time. Ellen will come down there.
Mm-hmm.
She will bring her pentagram.
I will bring all
she
the goth.
She will fucking put a hex
of,
on you.
Yeah.
She will bring all the goth doves. Yeah, you don't know that, right? Yeah, goths
I wasn't aware
love
of that either,
doves. Black doves. You ever seen a black dove? It's called a pigeon. She's going to bring a cage of pigeons down to your
Sean,
house.
Sean,
sorry, I'm on a riff.
Excuse me, I have ravens.
Oh, God. Just kidding. She's rolling hard this year.
Ravens.
She's upgraded.
I've upgraded from pigeons to ravens.
She's turned in her pigeons, and now she's got ravens.
They're a little more fierce.
So, yeah, that's what's going to happen.
That's bigger beaks. What?
Bigger beaks.
Bigger beaks,
bigger
yeah.
Bigger beaks. Bigger beaks.
More blood.
Mm-hmm. Hashtag bigger beaks, guys. Yeah. Start it. Start it right now. Hashtag bigger beaks.
Coming now.
Coming on down. Coming on down. Do you want to ask some lightning round questions?
We have a lightning round.
Do you want to ask some wine questions?
We ask you.
Sure. Bing, ching. That's exactly what I think lightning sounds like.
Really?
Great job.
Thanks. I do like a lot of sound effects on the side. If you ever need anything,
you
can just text me off.
Okay.
Offline, we can talk about it.
Okay.
I have a website. Cool.
Just sound effect website.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Okay. You know. Okay. Whatever. We could talk. Sorry. I'm sorry. I we were just having a conversation.
No. No. I love it. I'm watching you guys make. I'm watching magic happen. So what is another term for the process of making the pet nat, the petit naturel?
Oh man, fermented. Is that, you said they don't ferment it though.
Partially.
It goes into the bottle. Mid fermentation.
Okay.
And then it thinks about finishing.
So half firm.
Half
That's
firm.
Call it.
I like it.
I like half firm.
I mean, I was going to say méthode ancestral.
Yeah.
Originally, it was pretty much a mistake. It's kind of how champagne was invented. It was a mistake. They were like, damn it, we thought we bottled still wine. Now there's bubbles. And they're like, let's do it on purpose.
Wow.
That's how they get you.
That's cool.
So they get you. They trick you.
Yeah, the wine was like, it's like, yeah, have a free bubbles. Free bonus bubbles. You didn't know you were going to get that. And
BB. Yeah,
start chasing it.
All bubbles in wine were an accident. No one was like, I know, we'll put bubbles in wine. It was like, ah, shit, fucking bubbles again.
Yeah, they fought it for a
they
while.
They fought it, yeah. Wow. Yeah, they're like, how do we get rid of this? God, I don't know. Let's just pray. And then, yeah, they kept praying and they figured it out. God love them. God love them.
Oh. Dom Perignon.
Okay. Okay, I got a true or false. This is pretty.
Okay.
You know. Okay, true or false. A pet nat cannot be a rosé.
I'm going to say false.
Correct.
Correct. Yay.
That is true. We can have a red pet nat. We can have a rosé pet nat.
You can have an orange one.
You can have an orange pet nat. You can have a white pet nat.
What is this? Is this a red?
This would be a red.
This
would
be a red. This is a red pet nat.
It's a red one.
Wow.
It's like
RPN.
Red pet nat.
It's an acronym for red pet nat.
Instead of RPMs. RPM.
Oh, yeah.
How many RPMs you got? Four.
All of them.
All of them. Six. It doesn't make sense. I feel like we did Charlie's
show.
We swear
we haven't actually smoked weed.
Yeah, I swear. I feel like I'm getting, maybe I am a little stoned, guys.
Maybe
I'm a little stoned.
Sean, we were hanging out before we came. I didn't see you sneaking. You're like, gotta go to the bathroom for a while.
And I think I got a contact.
Came out in a flag of, a cloud of smoke.
Of weed. I think I got a contact high from Shelby.
Mm.
Yeah, my dog.
His dog is
smokes
a pothead.
So much pot.
Oh my
really?
God.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Yeah, and then she just starts whining. Going,
yeah.
And you're like, Shelby.
She's like, can I get some snacks?
We told you it makes you paranoid. Stop.
Yeah. She's like, someone's at the door. Someone's at the door. I'm like, no one's at the door. Calm down. And she's like, let's play pizza snack. And then she's like, I want to take a nap. I'm like, wake up. I'm like, She's really manic when she smokes.
And then she just passes the fuck out on whoever's, like any available lap will do. She's just out.
It's all sativa. It's not indica.
Sounds like
super amped.
Sounds like a lot of potheads that I know. No.
Really? A lot like my dog.
Yeah.
That's fair enough.
They're all like your dog.
Yeah. You want to ask another one?
One more. Yeah. What is the name?
We can ask four this time too.
Oh, okay. Well, what is the name of this kind of closure? We'll put on the Instagram a picture of the closure. It's kind of looks like a soda bottle top, but there's a name for this type of closure for a bottle of wine.
Oh man.
Okay, we're gonna
I'll give you a clue. I'm giving you a visual clue.
That head.
And also it's something the queen would wear.
Crown.
One more word.
And then
crown.
You're
head?
Doing well so well. Yeah. What?
Head crown.
Yeah. Or, no, but then actually what is
he's
it?
Wearing a ball.
Oh, lid.
Cap.
Cap.
Yep.
Wearing
cap?
A ball lid.
Yep. Go for
crown
the
lid. Head crownlet.
You're so close.
Head crown cap, sorry.
Crown cap!
Yeah, yeah.
Bing, bing, bing.
I said lid again. I meant cap.
She gets so many
head
points for that.
Cap.
You guys are great at charades.
Oh, really?
Thank
yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. You know, I mean, for radio personalities.
You guys couldn't see it, but...
It's skill.
They were really very important skill.
Yeah. Well, we are going to start putting these on, what is it, Twitch TV soon, you know?
Sure, yeah, we're going to go live.
Oh, nice.
We're going to put some GoPros in here.
GoPros,
I'm gonna,
no.
I'm going to strap... I'm gonna
wear
strap.
It on your head while you're drinking.
Oh,
God.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm going to wear 4 GoPros, personally. Yeah, and Ellen's going to wear 6.
Oh, yeah.
In the bottle.
Yeah.
One's in the bottle. Yeah, you see yeah. the perspective of the grape.
Yeah.
Yeah, and one's in the goblet.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
From the depths of your drink.
Yeah.
There you go. It's just really extreme. This podcast has been really extreme, guys.
Thank you for helping us in figuring this out.
Yeah.
We were kind of a little lost. We have a meeting with the head of our network to discuss what we're doing next, and you have given us some good material.
That's what I'm here for.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. I'm an idea maker. or I'm a brainstorm. I'm good with brainstorming.
Then you don't have to follow through because you're done. You just need to make the idea and you're done.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's,
I don't need an end result. I'm no. Just like knocking my wand. No.
I don't need that.
I just need the beginning part, the idea, and then that's it.
That's your job. That's all you have to do.
And then I'm done. Put it on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Boom. Success.
Yeah. I'm not going to invite anybody to follow through or whatever.
I got this life shit done. Figured it out.
Yeah.
People.
It's
called an
me.
Idea, and it's called a Facebook post.
Done.
Done.
Sold.
Productive day. Check. Let's go to the movies. One more question for you, just for fun. What are thought to be the oldest sparkling wines in the world? This is kind of a gimme.
Oldest sparkling wines?
What are thought to be the oldest sparkling wines in the world?
Petnat?
Yeah!
Petnat?
Okay, bing! So you got 3 of them right, so that's 30,000 points.
Yeah.
That's
what
really...
What do I win?
Well, I don't know. It's end of the season total.
Well, like,
so.
Refill your glass if you want.
Yeah.
You can have another glass of wine.
Another whole glass of wine, that's what you want.
I would think champagne would be the oldest, though. Or is that not a
it
wine?
It came about because of these accidental petnats.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And then they were like, oh, let's try harder to actually make this happen. So then they started fermenting it fully, following through, and then adding more yeast in the bottle to make it happen again.
More yeast.
You know what this wine needs?
Dead yeast cells.
Dead yeast cells, yes.
Excuse me, Siri. Does this wine have a lot of dead yeast cells?
All back
in it?
To Charlie Sanders.
That's my Charlie Sanders impersonation of the character, Dead yeast cells.
Nice.
It's good stuff.
Just want some dead yeast cells.
No, sir. We throw those out.
Where do you throw them out?
Oh, sir, I can't tell you. It's toxic waste.
You can tell me. I'm your friend.
That sounded scary.
We're friends, right? Delicious yeast cells that are dead.
I'm so scared.
Guys, this is a very, very intimate. Guys, roll your windows up.
Shelby has got to stop smoking so much weed before we record.
No, imagine me on the weed show.
Oh my gosh,
this is gonna be fun.
Yeah,
super fun. One last question, though.
Chick flick. Oh, what?
You want to ask last? Chick flick?
I'm just already requesting.
Hey, let me know.
I haven't seen Blade Runner yet. Will we stay stoned the whole 3 hours?
I don't... That's why... Some long
Yeah, do you
ones,
guys ever run out and then you're like, God damn it? Or you get sober before?
No, you kind of get... It depends on the movie. We haven't seen that long. Well, I guess we've seen some superhero movies. Sometimes I'll eat an edible beforehand, though.
Oh, okay.
That takes like a half an hour to kick in.
And then you're
me.
Rolling.
Yeah, and I'm perf during the movie. But it depends on what you want to, like, how big you want to go.
How far you'll go.
We also smoke in, like, we'll watch the movie, and then if you want to smoke after the movie before the pod, we give that option, too. It just depends on the person and what they're comfortable with. Me and Jess are, you know, always open to keep smoking.
Very amicable.
Yeah.
Well, we have one more amicable question for
you. This one's easy.
This is just what's giving you some joy these days.
What's giving me joy?
Joy, happiness.
That's great.
What's bringing you it? joy.
I just want to hear more of the song.
I know.
What's bringing you joy? Ding.
great.
Oh my God.
Ding at the end.
Sean is like making out with his microphone right
you guys
now,
are just
more or less.
Really close. to the mic. I'm sorry. Answer the question.
Should I like get closer?
Get close.
Was I like so far away?
I feel so much closer to you. Oh my god.
You can like kind of take a little.
You're
nap.
In my ears. Like you're in my body.
Yeah, you can close your eyes.
I always wonder
just lean on the mic.
Who else touched their nose on here.
It's probably like what? It was at least over 3 hours ago, so their germs are dead.
Oh. That's true. I never thought about that. What brings me joy? I've been taking yoga lately.
Ah. Yeah.
And I really like that.
What style do you?
I just take this, just the class that's still yoga. I don't know. They don't have, it's not.
I love still yoga. That's where I did yoga.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Love that spot. It's good real... shout out to Still Yoga, guys.
Yeah. Like... Great Groupon. That's what I.
Great Groupon. Yeah.
But I like it because they don't specify what levels. It's just all levels and all types of. I guess it's just regular yoga because it's like downward dog and crow and all that mm-hmm. stuff.
Yeah. It's like vinyasa flow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Word.
They do a lot of flow because they say that a lot.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, yeah, hey, let's do this. I did a headstand for the first time yesterday.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Good job.
I was pretty proud of myself because I wasn't doing it. And the teacher was like, show me and I'll tell you what's wrong. And then I showed her, but then I did it when I was showing her.
Wow.
It's pretty proud.
Just keep doing that?
But I can't do it again.
Congrats. Sure you can.
Yeah, you will.
Mm. We'll see. But I did the crow and I was proud of that.
Oh, cool.
So that I think.
That's good.
Yeah, I'm usually like an angry person. Why well, always
interesting?
You know?
Well, she's from Jersey, you guys.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of anger.
I hide it. Yeah,
a lot of anger.
In my head, we are very angry.
We are an angry state.
Yeah, but it's. I think it's mellowing me out and making me, and definitely bringing me joy. And
excellent.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
we're so we loved having
show.
You.
Yeah,
yeah, you're great.
Thanks for having me. Sorry, I feel like I didn't whine as much. Was that
no. Great? Hey, we don't
it's
always
kind
have
of,
to whine.
It's like a suggestion from the audience.
Okay.
It just like gets us going, and it gives us an excuse to drink wine. So,
yeah, we got to talk about.
You did your job. You followed through.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we got a couple of jingles out of it.
Yeah. It was really fun.
We got a recall of a character.
Oh, yeah, dead yeast cells. We got some dead yeast cells happening.
I'm going on Facebook right now to call this a success.
We're done. Hashtag we met up
success.
And did it.
Well, cheers.
Cheers.
Thanks, Kelly.
Thank you.
Listening,
thanks for
dudes.
Listening.
Was that a good episode or what?
Yeah, did you love it? Did you guys like this is the best episode ever? I am D-Weed, yo.
I'm D-Weed. We're gonna get on that shit.
Yeah, we are. We're gonna be hella stoned and do it.
In the meantime, like, you should get on our Instagram, the Wine Situation on the Instagram. On Twitter, we're just Wine Situation. On Facebook, we're The Wine Situation. The Wine Institution.
The Wine Institution.
We're the Institution of Complainees.
Yeah. Thank you, UCB.
Thank you, UCB. Thank you, Greg Condas. Thank you,
thank
Cobell.
Thank you, Greg Condas. Thank you, Cobell.
Matthew and Dustin for starting all this shit.
Yeah. Thank you, Space.
Thank
you, Moon.
Thank you, Space. Thank you, Shelby
thank you,
the dog.
Thank you, Shelby the dog.
Thank you, Wine.
Thank you, Wine. Thanks for everything.
Next week, we have a wine person, Whitney Adams.
Whitney Adams is on the show.
She's fantastic, you guys.
She is fantastic.
She's hot, too.
Wow.
I just like throw it in.
Yeah.
I mean, I get my crushes.
That's
anyway.
Right. She's very attractive.
Yeah, she's gonna. We just recorded with her. That's why we're. Not that we record this after we record our other episodes.
No, we would
never.
Never do that.
Ugh. Also, you guys, if you didn't check it out, go to hashtag SoLA because we're guests on another amazing podcast that Charlie Sanders and Camille Knox do.
Yeah, hashtag SoLA.
If you haven't seen it, get on it.
Yeah, it's very funny. We did that. They were
seen it, listen to it.
Seen it, watch it.
Meh.
Thanks for listening, guys.
See you next week.
Next week.
Bye. I just drink wine.
I don't fuck with IPA.
I just drink wine. I just drink wine. I don't fuck with coffee, mate. I just drink wine. Give me red, white, or rosé. Don't touch me, motherfucker. I'm a sommelier.
This has been a Boardwalk Audio podcast. For more information and shows, visit boardwalkaudio.com. Don't forget to rate and subscribe now.